Yeah, so as you know, the doll is coming back this week, and we know that we hear a lot of talk about an imminent general election, and we know that the budget for 2025 is coming up. And Early Childhood Ireland is calling on the government to make a priority and to keep its promises to almost over 8,200 children in Donegal attending early years and school age services. Today, Ireland ranks lowest in the OECD for investment in early years. We spend just 0.1% of our GDP in early years, which is 10 times less than, for example, what we see is paid in Iceland and Norway and Sweden. And that gives rise to all of the challenges that I know that the families and the early years workforce and the early years operators in Donegal are experiencing today. I mean, we would hear members of Early Childhood Ireland tell us that, and we have 120 members up and down the length of Donegal, we would hear from them how challenging it is to recruit staff. And that's simply because the terms and conditions of the workforce in early years remain poor. There have been improvements in recent years, but we still don't treat the workforce as part of a profession with good terms and conditions of employment, good pensions, maternity leave, and so on and so forth. So we're saying that there needs to be places in the communities where the children grow up. You can't. It's not okay to have children travelling miles and miles and miles every day to their early years service, and all of that is going to need a long-term plan and political leadership, certainly a plan that will last over 5 years and new investment targets to match that plan.
And you say the first year should focus on improving terms and conditions for the staff that work in early years settings in Ireland. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, approximately 30,000 staff work in early years services. So it's a very, very big profession. Huge numbers of that profession are qualified to the same extent as primary school teachers, but they enjoy far less terms and conditions of employment. And that all means that it becomes very hard to retain them in the workforce, in the early years workforce. So we need a long-term plan that reinforces the kinds of conditions that a professional workforce will expect if we want to retain these high-quality people working in our services up and down the length of the country and in Donegal.
And how big of an issue is staff recruitment and retention?
It's a very significant problem. We would hear from members of Early Childhood Ireland, all, you know, up and down the country, that they hire staff who then leave because to pursue, say, further training and education, maybe to become primary school teachers, or they accept jobs in the primary school system as special needs assistants. So, like, there are, it is a battle on an ongoing basis to retain that workforce. And these people are very highly trained. They have such an important job to play in nurturing young children in their earliest years. And that has to be the first priority, we would be saying to any government, this government in terms of this forthcoming budget and any new government after the next election.
And there was also a bit in the press release about family leave. Could you tell me a bit more about what the plans
sure.
be for that?
One of the four asks for children that Early Childhood Ireland has launched this year in advance of the budget and the forthcoming election is that we need to make sure, we need to enhance the conditions of family leave so that parents have sufficient leave that they can stay at home for the first year of a child's life. All of the research would confirm that that's in the best interest of children, but unfortunately, it's not paid by many employers and no additional top-up is paid by many employers. So that needs to be covered by government funding to make it a good choice, a choice that parents can make, because the level of payment that they receive during the time, during when they're off on family leave or maternity leave or parents leave or the various kinds of leave, make it a choice that they can reasonably make.
And I suppose as a last question, as the budget is coming in a few weeks, what are your hopes then, and how do you think, you know, early years, how can it be improved in the future, and how can this be sustainable?
Well, what we want to be seeing is the challenges facing early years are not going to be solved in any one budget. They will take at least a 3 to 5 year cycle of budget. So it needs political leadership and vision to set out what the future plan is for early years. Like, we can't continue to have a situation where parents are putting their child's name down for a creche before the child is even born, and we know that that's happening up and down the country. We have to have a proper system. We know how many children are being born in every county in the country, and we have to plan a proper system to meet the needs and the rights of those children. So it needs leadership, it needs vision, it needs, as I said, a 3 to 5 year plan with a matching new investment target.